They've taxed tobacco and whiskey too. They're taxing all that they can, it's true. But there's one thing and it's just as good. They haven't taxed our bachelorhood. The bachelor leads a selfish life. Very few bachelors keep a wife. Yet he squanders enough on cigarettes to keep a dozen separate jets. So tax the bachelors, tax them everyone. £20 a year, and then you'll hear all the single girls shouting hip hooray, and all the married men wishing they had to pay. The bloated bachelor smokes cigars and calls for specials in gilded bars. But the married man goes in the tank for a glass of beer and a penneth of shank. The bachelor in the morn of three has nothing to cuddle except his tea. But the married man has the twins, oh lord, and finds his tax upon the floor. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, is it right? Is it fair? Is it just? What were bachelors made for, I ask you? But to marry, they won't, but they must. Now I ask you tonight, shall our sisters go uncuddled, unkissed, and unwed, while these big hulking brutes lie all night on the mat, cause they've no one to put them to bed? Let us tax every bachelor, make him fork out, if he won't let the police for his sins. Make him walk every night for a month in his shirt, round the room with another man's twin. Shall the old maid forever look under the bed for a man, and in vain? Is it fair? I say no, it's disgraceful. The remedy's this. Let us put an old bachelor there. Married men are our dreadnoughts, but if they had dreaded, they wouldn't be married today. And as we want more dreadnoughts, who ought to buy them? The bachelors, therefore, I say, tax the bachelors, tax them everyone. £20 a year, and then you'll hear all the single girls shouting hip hooray, and all the married men wishing they had to pay. Tax the bachelors, tax them everyone. £20 a year, and then you'll hear all the single girls wishing they had to pay, and all the married men shouting.